I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. And today is February 5th, 2020. And I think it's a day that's going to go down in history, a day that will mark the ending of the American experiment as we knew it, and the beginning, we don't know the beginning of what. We have a thoroughly corrupt and incompetent president of the United States, who also happens to be one of the worst human beings this country has ever produced. He is awful by any measurement. He's a misogynist. He's a racist. He hates the gay people. But he lies constantly, saying, yeah, he does great things for all those people, when he works tirelessly to make their lives worse, because he's a bully. He enjoys hurting others. He has said this. This is not anything he's tried to disguise. He's also a criminal. His entire life has been spent as a criminal. And whether it's a deal with the devil or whatever the cause, he's gotten away with everything his entire life, including completely corrupting the presidency of the United States. He cheated to win the presidency in the first place. Then we had one of the greatest failures by a prosecutor with the Mueller investigation, which we were all counting on to save us, and turned out to be almost as incompetent as the president. Mueller has wandered off into obscurity. We don't talk about him all that much anymore. But what he did was a fiasco. And the Republicans were able to use what he did to say, oh, the president didn't do anything, despite the fact that the report showed that he was completely criminal. It was an amateurish investigation, seemed to be going after everybody but the president and his family. And we know that in investigations like this, you got to follow the money. Well, Mueller made sure he did not follow the money. It was a travesty of justice that fueled Donald Trump to believe that he could get away with anything. And the very next day, he did. And that action resulted in impeachment. And there's no question that he is guilty of the crimes that he is charged with. But that went to the Senate Republicans, and we saw the most ridiculous trial ever, with no witnesses, no evidence, defense attorneys who were actually part of the conspiracy, one of the most incompetent defenses and one of the most masterful prosecutions we've probably ever seen at the federal level. But it didn't matter, because Republicans said, before the trial even started, that it didn't matter. The president can do whatever he wants, and they're not going to stop him. And the president has said, I can do whatever I want. No one can stop me. And he's right. No one could stop him. So where are we? We have a president of the United States who believes that he is essentially a king, that no rules can rein him in, and the Republicans have basically thrown the chains off a man who has expressed his interest in being a dictator, a man who admires dictators, not really that fond of democracies. And what was the first thing that he did? Well, he sent out a tweet that basically said he was going to be president for life. That seems an odd thing to tweet out, but he believes it. I think he has no intention of leaving office until one of his children is set up to take over for him, thus beginning the long Trump dynasty. And this sounds ridiculous, and yeah, people have said things in the past about presidents that they didn't like. But they didn't have presidents who had talked about that stuff. But Donald Trump has talked repeatedly about how he wants to be president for more than two terms. And his kids have talked about who's going to be next. But I'm suspecting that their next plan is for a husband and wife team. He'll have his daughter run as vice president, and his son and namesake run for president. But I don't think they'll actually be running, because I think we'll have altered the way we select our presidents by then. Assuming that Trump gets his way, they'll probably go back to having the Senate select the president. That would be the smart move after you made sure that Democrats never could take control of the Senate. And these things sound ridiculous until they're not anymore. Who could ever, ever have imagined that we'd have a president who would say, I can do whatever I want, which he has said. He said the Constitution allows him to do anything that he wants. And so far, he's kind of been doing that and getting away with it. Congress, one of their main powers is the power of the purse. Well, Trump spends the money the way he wants to. He has ignored the way Congress directs him to spend money. He's done this repeatedly. And the Senate has given away this power to the president. And that's pretty much one of the main jobs of the president. The other is to impeach the president. They have that power. They've given that power away. That leaves them only with approving the nominations by the president. And that's no power because they pretty much just rubber stamp him. And things don't look good. I mean, we're in a bad place. Every department at the federal level of our government has been corrupted with incompetence. The judiciary, they have jammed through more incompetent, unqualified, but extremist judges than we've ever seen in our nation's history. They've corrupted the Justice Department. It acts as a wing of the White House now. There is no independence at all. The Attorney General is essentially the president's personal attorney. And thanks to Mitch McConnell, the Supreme Court has been completely corrupted. So what do you do when your entire justice system has been corrupted, as it has been now? Is there any coming back? Is there anyone left to save us? Well, just us. And it's not looking good for us. The new approval ratings came out. The president is at 50%. This president is incompetent. He is suffering from mental illness and deteriorating on a daily basis. But 50% approve of this president, who is the least democratic president in terms of democracy that we've ever seen. He should be down in the 20s. Why in the hell would anyone approve of them if they're in favor of our form of democracy? Well, the truth is, the ugly truth is, Republicans as a whole do not like our form of democracy, and they want to change it. And they are changing it. And it is remarkable the damage that this president has done in just 3 years. Hate crimes on the rise. Misogynists and homophobes and racists are all feeling empowered by a president who shares their views and their hatred. We do have one last chance, and that's the November election. But this president cheated on that election. He got caught. And then the Republicans said, yeah, we don't care. So I think we can be pretty sure that they're going to cheat again. And by golly, it seems like the Republicans plan to. They have announced that there's going to be an investigation of Joe Biden. Oh, for what? Why does that even matter anymore? As long as we can create a cloud about his honesty, that's all that matters. We don't have to allege anything specific. And amazingly, even after all this, nothing specific has been alleged. They just say, Biden is a crook. Well, I'm certainly no fan of Joe Biden. I think he's an out-of-touch old white guy. Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's likable. I don't think he would ever put kids in cages. But he's certainly not forward-thinking. He is trapped in the past and really has no clue about the modern-day world. And that worries me, because if you're a young person, that's not the kind of person who's going to get you all excited to come out and vote. But now, Joe Biden has also been damaged by all of these accusations, which will certainly cost him votes, even though they're not true. There's nothing there. So the Republicans are jumping feet first into doing what President Trump was essentially impeached for. Of course, he added the cherry on top with blackmailing another country and trying to keep their aid away from them, and their soldiers be damned. But here's the truth. Donald Trump was guilty of everything he has been charged of, and even the Republicans don't deny that. They just say it doesn't matter. But the truth is, the Republicans are part of the conspiracy. He may be the leader of the conspiracy, but they're neck deep in it themselves. In the House, Devin Nunes was part of the conspiracy more directly. And now it looks like Lindsey Graham is directly implicated as being part of the conspiracy. This is a very dark day for America. It's hard to feel hopeful. And I'd like to come up with something that I could say that, wow, here's our ace in the hole. But I don't know that we have one. America's never seen this level of corruption, with a corrupt justice system and a pretty much corrupt everything else. And a president who seems to be taking his orders from a foreign adversary, but the Republicans are going along with it so that we cannot investigate anything. Remember, not a single document was turned over in this impeachment. Not a single person who was there in the room has been allowed to testify. This is not how democracy is supposed to work.